Blom Blom with Skumba and Dumiso on Kaya TV.
7:42. Yes, it's Women's Month. It's the second day of Women's Month. Right? Today's the 2nd of August. We're celebrating some of the strong, brave, intelligent, smart, beautiful, sexy. Like that's what we're celebrating. So we started our Blom Blom this Friday with.
I'm very excited, yes.
I've never been this excited to interview a guest. It's not an interview. It's Blom Blom, too. So we're like, who can we get to come and kick off this Women's Month with a bang? Like, there's no other person that we know that is this smart, this beautiful, strong.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Great mom.
Hello.
Educated. Ladies and gentlemen. Mbali Dlamini.
Mina ngithi
Quebec.
I've actually never been this nervous to be behind a microphone than I have been in the past 20 minutes or so.
And why is that? And why is that?
I don't know. I think because I normally give people information that I have compiled myself and I'm able to have control over. But if I'm going to be interviewed, you guys want to extract things from me. Like ngathi trap, yabo. I'm feeling ngathi nzong trap.
No, it's not a trap. It is definitely not a trap. Let's take it back. Born in Shawela Vele.
Yes. I was actually born at Baragwana Hospital. My mom actually used to work there for over 20 years. So, if it was a private hospital, best sorti ngiyazalwa nge staff price. But I actually was born at Bara. My mom worked there her entire career through. I was born into a family. I've got four older siblings, actually. I'm the last born. And my childhood was...
Ni fogin.
Yeah, C5. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the last born. So I've got four other siblings. I've got two brothers and two sisters.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I used to live nomamkhulu eDlamini because after my father passed away when I was around 3 years old. Uh-huh. So when my dad passed away, my mom had to take up a lot of extra shifts. You know how it is, esibhedlela and whatnot. So my mom unfortunately had to let go of me in some way, you know. So I used to live eDlamini. No mamkhulu, which is why I'm still mtanaka mamkhulu for most part. You know, she still sees me and she says, "Ukuthe umzet." You know, I don't do anything when I go to endlini kamamkhulu. I grew up there, bengifunda crash, khona iasha yalaphaya. And then I used to have to look after my nephew Andile, who was ebeka stodlo yamtana loya. Andile beka doje crash yabo. And umamkhulu ambeka thunga. So Andile maka doje crash, it was my responsibility to go and find him. So lembobo le aphume ngayo crash bokumele ngimlandele ngiyomfuna estrateni because mangingafika endlini uAndile angekho umamkhulu bekasishaya yabo
zonke
zwabuzwebebe ukuthi wena umdala umyeke kanjani umntana ngimdala ngaleso sikhathi mina 5 ne ubudala lo. Yeah, so yeah, that's how I grew up. And then on the weekends my big sister Usthe would come and pick me up. Right, she'd come and pick me up so that I could go back home. But now the strange thing about it, if you've seen my sister's very short. My sister would have to come ang baby from kamamkhulu all the way.
and you're tall one.
Ngimude. Inyawo zalenga laphaya pants. Ang baby all the way sambe sokuyeli take so that I could go home. And on some of those weekends when I would go home, I wouldn't even get to see my mom because my mom would be at work. So yeah, but that's part of the reason why moving out of home for me is it's not something that I'm...
It's not on the cards.
It's not on the cards. Mm. I love being with my mom. I absolutely love it. Mm. Yeah.
You know, so you're growing up, you've got these responsibilities, you're taking care of people, you're 5 years old, and so on. So you go to primary school, your color is called. We now know you as this industrious, as this very academic-minded person, other than just the craziness. What kind of student are you? Who's your first teacher? What do you remember about school?
Yeah, my first teacher in grade one was Mrs. Hastings. Mrs. Hastings.
So you went to a white school?
Yes, of course. Mama mbeka sebenza
ofit. But no, but you know, I'm asking that. You have a mom who's a single parent right
yes.
now in Tamaliko, and mom is staying with four other kids.
Yeah,
and still manages to take you to school in a private school.
Yeah, and my sister at that time. No. My sister at that time was at university, so my mom would split her salary amongst all of us. Luckily, it was my two sisters who are older were still in school. My brother also went to a multiracial school, so we and I lapo somewhere.
Okay, let's go back to Mr. Hashtag.
Miss Hastings. Miss Hastings was one of those teachers. I think that if I go back just a bit before I go to school, as a child, this is something that I don't really speak about because it's a very touchy situation. I was sexually abused as a child, right? Mm. So by the time that I got back to go and live with my mom, I was very closed off as an individual because it's something that I did not really tell anyone about. And this was a daily occurrence that used to happen when I was a child, still lapaya kaya gamamkulu and whatnot, you know? So when I went back to go and live with my mom and I was able to now escape this perpetrator who was doing all these things to me, I was still very closed off. My trust issues were very, they were vivid in my mind. So I went to school and Miss Hastings was one of those people, I think, who saved me. She saw things in me that were deep inside me, like the fact that I was able to do public speaking, ebeng papa, guys, like, you know, but it was deep down. It was so buried inside me because I was afraid to bring attention to myself because I thought by bringing attention to myself, that is why I found myself in a situation where I was being taken advantage of. This woman, she found me. She would literally, I'd go and sleep over, got me stress. Like, that's why I saw. Like, I was always a teacher's pet kind of child, you know, tattletale. She'd take me, I'd sleep over at her place when I have to do speeches or I think near Tamara Station, you know, like nursery rhymes.
I see Tamara Station. Tamara Station.
It was like nursery rhymes, like an I Stepford and all of that stuff, you know. So, yeah.
You made her a little lamp. Oh.
Lamb. So yeah, I would go to these things and she would, because my mom would be at work, so my mom would not be able to come and pick me up or come and watch me sometimes. And I understood that, you know, but I'd go there and I'd perform and I'd come back. And the most exciting thing for me would be to come back and show my mom the certificates or the achievements that I was able to make, you know. And I think that for the longest time, I know that my mom had that thing. If she could, she would definitely be at all these things, you know? Because I think I once told the story, when I would lose in something, I wouldn't want to go to school for the next couple of days because I would feel so disappointed that I could not go back home and show my mom a certificate.
A quiz.
Yeah, that explains
the quiz.
Right now, you're doing radio and you can speak about your past and what happened and that was wrong, that was done unto. What made you make the decision to say, I'm going to talk about this perpetrator that was busy doing wrong things to me? And right now, as Zumbali, and I know there's people that are listening right now and they're going through the same thing and they're quiet about it and they're scared of talking about it because it might ruin families. It might it might come to a point where when you're kurumo mamkula kasatani lumundola endlini ngirenda ayenza. What made you speak?
I think what made me speak was that I had not even told my mother, you know. And I remember we had a big fight, my mom and I. And I wrote her a letter. And that is how I told her. And this is very recent. I think this is, 2 years ago or something like that, to say to her, you don't even understand me because this is what happened to me and you did not even know it, you know. And when I saw the look on her face, because she genuinely did not know, you know, and I thought to myself, Guti, sometimes we keep things to ourselves, thinking that we are protecting, like you're saying, I'm a family, I'm a in. Most of my family members are probably hearing this for the first time, you know, it's one of those things. But I said to myself, I did not want it to define me anymore. It is what has happened to me, but it is not who I am, you know, and I was not speaking. I don't speak about it to get sympathy or to get, oh, man, just singing, wow. No, ngiyakhuluma because it is part of the story that is me, you know? And I was able to just be Umbali, you know? I'm able to be the person that I am because I realize I've gone through things that most people would not survive. Why do I need to hide it?
You know, speaking of all of that, you know, I remember the first meeting that I had, Uskumba was there, with Greg and O'Neill, and we were busy, you know, for the first time having this discussion about doing this this particular show. Uskumba and I, there's a phrase that is used all the time when people talk about you. It's the same phrase that is used, by the way, DJ Keys. But this is what the future of radio looks like. But as a, but you know, Khumuzo Matsunyana has said this several times, you know, publicly. This is what the future of radio is about. You're a woman, and you know this particular industry. For a woman to maybe to drive time show, breakfast, like those big things. Generally, women tend to be relegated to being the other. You know, which is why, like, Khumuzo Matsunyana, who's driving, who's anchoring, you know, a drive time show. Very few women actually get those particular breaks. What do you see in your future with radio?
I think with me, what I see is that the fact that I'm not afraid to give people whom Bali actually is sets me apart from a lot of people. I do understand why some people would describe me as what the future of radio may look like, because I was boxed for quite a long time in my radio career. I was a news anchor. I come in for 5 minutes and I'm able to just do the news, come in, get out, you know. And I remember having my meeting with Greg, and he said, "You are one of the most dynamic people and the most talented people that I've ever met. And all I want you to do is just be yourself." And this environment allowed me to do that without even feeling like I'm putting on an act, which is why you can bump into me in a corridor. You can follow me on social media. You can bump into me at a party, umbali, 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 all the time.
Consistent.
You can wake me up at 1 a.m, I will still...
Atifulele.
Well, yeah, you can... Okay, you can talk to me. You can talk to me at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm still the same person. I'm always the same person. I'm one of... I think my friends will probably tell you that I'm the most genuine person. Humble, angaz, like... Yeah, I'm just that person. Like, I will blow my own horn because I learned to go to... People will not do that for you. And it's okay for me to do that.
Yeah, Imam.
Yes.
To a very energetic young man. And Oholayo, and you're eating the money. Which is... Blom is not about that. How does it feel to be a mom and being a mom that is there every day for your son?
It's the most difficult role that I've ever had to play in my entire life.
Sure.
But it's been the most meaningful role that I play on a daily basis. Recently, I went to my son's school and they were like, "No, he's struggling with, you know, keeping up with the curriculum." And this teacher was like, "This is how I know that you genuinely just want the best for your child." And that's just what being a mom means to me. Everything that I do going forward, you know, like, nonsense, like most of the time. But everything that I do when it comes to where I want to see myself is all aligned to where I want my son to see himself. I want my son to be able to come to me, to talk to me about anything. My son lives in an imaginary world. He believes his parents lived in a farm. They were killed by bad people. And then when he died, he came into my stomach. He tells the story to people for free, you know? I allow him to do that. Sometimes Marakwatile, he'll be like, "You know what? I think I want to go back to my real family." And I'm like, "Yeah, sure. So kuvuleli gate uzosifonela masofuna ukubuya." Because I feel like it's important to allow our kids to be comfortable enough to be themselves. And I think that sometimes with us, people, for example, who get into this industry, your family doesn't even understand what is it that you do. So niyahamba niyohleka bese bayanibhatala. You know that kind of thing. That's it. That's what you do. I feel that if we pay attention to our kids from a young age, your child will tell you exactly where they're going. You just need to pay attention.
A friend of mine lost his wife this week, Nguban. They broke into the house and then they killed the wife.
Sure.
She's sad. I never knew what to, at my age, I'll go to my friend's house and bury the wife and tell us. And if you ask Umbal right now, how do you want people to remember you? And if today was your last page of your book, what will people read about Umbali?
She was a lover of life, and she embraced the flaws, she embraced the challenges, and she just wanted to live. Into nje bengicela ukuthi mangabe ngiyafa namhlanje.
UNkulunkulu until
angangitshela uNkulunkulu ukuthi like angibulale ebusuku. Ongcono angibulale kuseni ngoba ngizobe sengivukile ngageza ngaze emsebenzini kanti ngizofa that day. That's going to be a complete waste of my time. So like avele angitshele the night before ukuthi ndoda kusasa ungavuki yabo. Ngoba vele ngiyaphela anyway so I'm just like yeah.
Ladies, people love you. Asange sibuze umuntu ukuthi asifonele.
And the phones have been going crazy. But just want to say you are a strong woman, you are my friend and there's still great things that are going to happen in your life, in fact. As long as usase grand, usase the way you ngakho, and we hela madod, uzoba grand like.
Anyeke,
anyeke.
If you missed the live stream, watch the full episode on kayatv.co.za right now.